Nowhere do we find more vividly portrayed the psychology of the persons that lived in that turbulent period, embraced between the years 1912 and 1932. Their mistakes and ignorance, their doubts and fears and misapprehensions, their ethical delusions, their violent passions, their inconceivable sordidness and selfishness. These are the things that are so hard for us of this enlightened age to understand. History tells us that these things were, and biology and psychology tell us why they were. But history and biology and psychology do not make these things alive. We accept them as facts, but we are left without sympathetic comprehension of them. This sympathy comes to us, however, as we peruse the Everhard manuscript. We enter into the minds of the actors in that long-ago world drama, and for the time, being their mental processes are our mental processes. Not alone do we understand Avis Everhard's love for her hero husband, but we feel as he felt in those first days, the vague and terrible loom of the oligarchy. The Iron Heel, well named, we feel descending upon and crushing mankind. And in passing, we note that the historic phrase, the Iron Heel, originated in Ernest Everhard's mind. This we may...